Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Welcome back to Money News. I can remember when Ford announced it was leaving Australia, closing down its manufacturing. It then put on a massive show, including its global bosses coming into Australia to unveil its new range, all of the imported vehicles. One of those vehicles, the standout of the show, no doubt, was the Ford Mustang. Well, there's going to be some of these Mustangs arrive. Melbourne is going to get 173 of them on the first shipment. Another 300 expected to arrive before Christmas. Problem is, the Mustang is sold out for 12 months, even before it arrives. Josh Jelling is the motoring editor of News Corporation, who is on the line right now. Hello, Josh. How are you doing?
G'day, Ross. I'm well.
So how much are these cars going to cost?
Well, between $45,000 and $65,000, which is still a fair amount of money in today's terms, but it is half as much as they cost in the early 2000s when Ford brought a handful in and converted them locally.
Okay, so how much do they cost in US dollars, I wonder? That'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it?
Well, the starting price before taxes is around $25,000, but then you add the state tax, let's round that up to 10%, and then you add all the equipment that Ford Australia has added to the car as standard here, and then you do the exchange rate. What are we at, 72 cents today, yep. give or take. It ends up coming out of the calculator reasonably similar.
Oh, is that right? That's interesting. So, in other words, we're not being stung for these new cars. Now, is this true that the V8 model is going to be used by Victorian Police?
Well, I don't know if it's being used by Victoria Police. What we've said is that this is the closest car to fit the bill for police use.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Once the Holden Commodore and Ford Falcon V8s Holden Commodore V8s and Ford Falcon Turbo 6s go out of production in the next 2 years, there's nothing else really that gives that level of performance for that kind of money. And, of course, the police, certainly New South Wales, have had two-door Valiant Chargers before. They had the XB Falcon Coupes. They had the Mitsubishi Cordia Turbo.
How good was that Valiant Charger?
Yeah.
Go back all those years. That was seriously a monster of a car.
And there are a couple of collectors have restored those early High Patrol Valiant Chargers and have got all the original police livery on them. And, of course, the technology that in the police cars now is quite vast, but the technology is also getting smaller, so they can fit it inside the car, they can fit it inside the boot of the Mustang. But, look, that's not going to replace everyday general duty cars, and I don't think the Mustang could replace every single highway patrol car.
Listen, real quick one for you, Josh, before I let you go.
Yes.
For somebody who has never seen this car, just explain what it looks like.
Oh, very, very sleek. It looks like a shark of the Batoid something, and very wide-bodied, very mean. And, look, if anyone who's ever seen any movie with a Mustang in it, it's the modern version of that.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see just how many of them get sold in Australia. And, of course, this is the attempt by Ford to get a new future without having any manufacturing here in Australia. Josh Dowling is the motoring editor at News Corporation. Always great with his time on the program. And, Josh, you have a great evening.
Thanks, Ross.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.